We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Radio.com.
All right, welcome back. As the Glenn Blackwood.
I wish I was on that team back in the 80s.
The buzz of Glenn Blackwood.
Not Mike Charles, but you know.
He is something else. I cried last night talking to him for a while.
I cried during the interview.
And I cried before it came on.
You were walking into the room as I was saying that we have a guest coming on because you didn't tell me who it was. I kind of like that, by the way. I know that we tease guests a lot and maybe we put it on social media. Hey, this guy's coming up at 9 or this guy's coming up at 8. For now on, when you do old storytelling, whoever it is from those 80s teams, we're not saying who it is till they get on. That was a perfect kind of setup for that because we've been talking about him for a couple days now, and him and his brother are the pranksters and what they've done, and people have told stories about it. This was the perfect setup for him today, and I promise you that I can't be the only one that cried during this interview. We had people say they had to pull over.
Yeah.
That's how fun, because he was such in detail. You tell stories and guys tell stories. Glenn had all the details to these stories, which was fantastic.
Glenn was one of the first Fellowship Christian guys I was around, but I will tell you, minus all the alcohol and drugs, let me tell you, Glenn was, he was as good a teammate. He pranked more than anybody. They could find stuff. They're timing on stuff for just to loosen things up. Listen, you got to keep things loose around the team.
Well, I mean, especially with Shula.
We talk about how close our teams were. Yeah. He's one of the reasons most of those guys, listen, I play with a great group of guys that were unbelievable, but I will tell you, Glenn was, Glenn and Lyle, they just constantly, besides being great players, really, really good players. Look, you don't have 60-something interceptions between two guys, and they're on the same page, man. Those two.
No, they're good players.
And
you know, they're just storytellers.
You know, we didn't get into Bill Arnsberger stuff, and Glenn was really the guy behind everything. And he was one of the greatest, like, guys. We talked yesterday about being able to hide stuff before the snap. Glenn was the best. Glenn was like, you go, oh, this looks like three deep. And next thing you know, Glenn would be blitzing. He was like, he could hide it. You know, a lot of veteran quarterbacks try to get a read on
what's going on with the personnel. Yes.
And he fooled those guys. He fooled guys, especially he was really good. He and his brother down on in the red zone defense. I don't know if people remember how good the red zone defense was in the old Orange Bowl with
when Lyle's on the field.
Yeah.
And not by accident on the side. That was a funny story, too. The fact that Glenn knew the play. Like, you know, I mean, I know you guys study that, and obviously you're in meetings and you're looking at it, but the fact that to this day he still knew the play call for the Chiefs and said, if they call that, we're screwed, and they called it, and he remembered. Well, that's amazing.
This tight end is wide open going to the corner for Kansas City on the road, one of those tight games, and we're all standing up there around shoes, and this tight end's wide open, like wow, looks like a mental breakdown. Somebody should have had
it. What happened there, yeah.
And they're not even, they're like halfway off the field, coming off the field, and they know it's coming. I mean, this guy demanded respect and was the most intimidating man I've ever been around Coach Shula. Not even close. So they know it's coming. They're not even worried. I mean, they know what's about ready to happen. Not only then, but you got it in film study. I mean, being accountable was big to this guy.
Mm.
And he starts screaming there halfway off, and now he's getting Bill Arnsberger, the legendary defensive coordinator.
Sure, of course.
He used to let him have it, too. Like, what the hell are we doing out there? And Arnsy knew that, he realized Lyle's next to him.
Someone did something wrong.
We got a problem.
He's right here, yeah.
And
I like how Lyle just popped his head
out. When he yelled, who the hell's man is that? And Lyle standing next to him goes, mine. He never went in the game. That's all he could say.
I mean, come on. Wow.
But the other part is when you get your ass chewed so bad that you got tears in your eyes. I don't know why I find that funny. Watch a grown man playing on Sundays get ripped so badly.
I love it.
You ever hear somebody go,
those stories are great.
You hear a woman go, I've never had a guy talk, or anybody go, I've never had anybody talk to me like that.
But a grown-ass man is a football player saying that?
And the first thing you're told about when you used to come, hey, congratulations, you're on the team. I just want to give you a heads up. So the veterans go, at some point, it's just going to happen because it's a long season. Coach Shula is going to rip your ass. Mm. I don't know how else to say it here at 909.
No, that's pretty good.
He's going to rip you.
Yeah, he's going to chew you out.
And so you go, man, I grew up, my dad was very strict. Tough. Just, mom and dad were tough. And so I just figured, because I knew how they were, I've heard it all. And, you know, I went through college and getting yelled at, nobody ever bothered me that much.
Like,
and then I see what they meant.
A different animal.
Different level.
Yeah.
Different level. So, anyway, we got another one tomorrow for you that's going to be.
I'm excited.
Really, really good.
Huh?
Don't we almost have to just tell you who it's got to be tomorrow?
No. I don't want to know.
You can probably guess who.
Maybe I can, but I'd rather literally just listen.
Gotta be.
Well, we'll announce the time like we did this morning. I think that's what Hollywood did this morning. He just said, coming up this morning at 8:20, we have a special surprise for you. We'll do the same thing tomorrow.
Yeah, we can announce it at Joe Rose Show on Twitter. We'll put it out there when we get the time.
I like
just
that.
Let everyone know.
Because I had no idea. I'm sitting here right here next to you, and I had no idea we were bringing on Glenn. None. And I loved it.
But you didn't know. You probably, because Glenn doesn't do much, so nobody ever hears anything about Glenn Blackwood.
We've never had Glenn on the show. Never.
So he.
And he's a storyteller, man.
Oh, he's got a bunch. Listen, I looked up and it was way over. But yeah, he's got great stories on both sides. He's been in the middle. He and his brother were usually in the middle of about half or more of the pranks on that team. But they were really good at finding the guys that, and they're a little slow, that you could get. And they preyed on those guys.
Yeah, I heard it.
They preyed on them.
I heard it.
And by the way, sometimes during games.
Well, I mean, we just heard about Mike Charles.
They were the first guys that got you to run on the field if you weren't paying attention and the game was kind of over and you figured you were kind of done going, they're calling for you, like the coaches were calling for you. Players go, get in the game. They need you in there. And guys grab their helmet. They were good at, like, looking and going, oh, watch it. Oh, this is a train wreck getting ready to happen. It's pretty serious stuff. You're talking about guys, you know, timeouts or too many guys on the field or the look on Don Strock's face when he's like, dude, what are you doing out here? Why are you out here? And if Coach Shula had to call a timeout because of something like that from a prank. So those guys through the years never told that story, like what happened, why he went out. And the poor guy is like, they're calling my name to go out on the field. Can you imagine going out there?
No, I can't.
And then now, because sometimes their pranks went too far.
Okay.
Pranks.
Yeah, we've heard a couple of
pranks
them.
Gone too far. And so now it's so far you can't say anything to anybody because you don't want to get in trouble. You're like, oh, guys, man, that thing went way too far. We got to let that one go. That could be getting called into the principal's office. And you did not want to get called in there. You couldn't put big boy pants on big enough.
What would Shula say
go in there
about all this? Hearing all these stories. He would laugh at all this, right?
Laugh at all.
You have to laugh at all this now.
Laugh at all.
Not then, but hey, now.
Man. Coach Shula's career.
Yeah, pretty
everything.
Good career. Yeah.
And by the way, he had the guys in the 70s were bringing alligators to the
thing. It's not like he never saw it. Yeah.
Those guys were nuts, too.
Well, it's funny you said that because somebody texted in which team had more characters, those 70s teams or 80s teams.
70s.
Yeah, right? That's funny, too, because all you have is 80s stories, and those are funny.
Zonk and Kick.
Yeah. Mercury Morris.
Manny Fernandez. Manny Fernandez in the middle. Wahoo.
Yeah. Right. They did have some characters.
They used to drink and go out to the Everglades and find alligators and bring them back. Who does that? Baby alligators.
No, crazy people do that.
And bring them back and put them in Shula's shower. Yeah,
crazy people.
Who does that? I would not. When he came out, he was, they said when they put, he went to shower in the morning in his office, and he opened the shower, and there was a baby alligator in there. They said he came out, they could hear him screaming as he was coming out.
I'd be screaming.
He knew it was a prank by one of his players. And those teams, our teams are good. Those teams, as you know, during that three-year period were, like, best in history.
Someone said that this would be bullying in today's world.
Yeah, no. No question.
Yeah.
Oh, no. All this stuff
pranks
would fall
back
under.
In the day, you're right.
Yeah, pranks. You couldn't do any of this stuff in today's game.
Can you imagine if someone did the white heat on somebody today? Be a lawsuit. Guy would be cut from a team.
Yeah.
You know, like no team would pick him up because they think he's a problem.
By the way, it's a great point. You could not do any of this stuff. That's why you just got to laugh. I know some people are going to be offended by some of the stuff that was said, and I hope they take it lightly that it was just fun. And
no, these were pranks. This is funny stories.
Guy talk, and I hope I didn't offend any women.
Come on.
No, come on.
There's no offending there.
Anyway, we've got a lot more. Are we going to play that again?
We are. End of the show today. We're going to.
You guys are sure you want to play it again?
Yes, we're playing that again.
All right.
You're getting another 15 minutes of that at the end of the show here. Not even a question.
All right.
Maybe three times next week.
No, just keep me track. Should we do another one tomorrow and just keep it rolling?
Yes.
All right. All right, we'll do it.
I mean, all we got right now is the NBA Finals that can end tonight. But don't do that to me.
We can't have any more drama we had the other day, Kevin Durant going, right?
I mean, we have Kevin Durant, maybe.
They still win.
I mean, hey, listen, you want me to read the promo about the Stanley Cup Finals?
No, you can listen
to him here?
Don't do that.
It's over.
It's over. No, we're good. Radio.com.
Radio.com. You try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
560-22 is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I'll read a couple more texts here before we get back to the Blackwood interview. We have great texts coming in this morning. A lot of people are texting in more stories. We're kind of in the off right now for football until it gets started. We'll do what we can. I know that Joe is working on guys just about every day here, and he said that we're probably going to have another one tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that. Even if some of them are more details to stories. Just like Glenn came on today, because I've heard this story from you a couple times about like the Bengay and the cake or stuff like that, but I didn't know, and I think you got a little education today also on how that all started with the white heat in the jock.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think that's funny how you just got that today.
I know we used to pat guys on the back and then put, you know, I'm an a-hole.
Sure.
And you're walking around all
day. You didn't
know
Lyle got that, and that's how it all started.
Everybody in the team meeting got a laugh. It was always, a lot of it was going back to the team meetings when everybody's sitting in there together, and you got a real serious coach up there who was all business going, hey, here's what we're going to get done today. He wasn't laughing and smiling. It was all business. And so it just got for there. It's like going to a classroom. You're going to have a couple of kids that are screw-ups, right?
Of course, yeah.
They're back there. That's what this group was like.
Yep. I think it's funny. All right, let me read you a couple more here. If you do want to join the text machine, you can. 560-22, like I said, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. These stories make me miss going to the Orange Bowl. I'm only 45, but some of my best childhood memories were back in those Orange Bowl days. Yeah, when you start talking about those 80s Dolphin teams, it's hard not to think of the Orange Bowl for that. I wonder, in retrospect, does Don Shula think the alligator in the shower story is funny? Probably not, he says.
I don't know.
Imagine now he did, and that day he did not.
That would be one of the things that if you, like, all right, 10 minutes with Don Shula, things you want to ask him, that would be one of the things, like, hey, coach, was the alligator thing, like, funny, or how mad were you that somebody stuck
alligator? And is it funny now?
You kind of knew who it was. I mean, it was Wahoo and Manny. Were you upset? Listen, Jake Scott, all those guys he had.
Someone said, don't forget Jake Scott. That's one of the texts that came
in. It's funny. I left, and it was funny. You asked me, somebody asked about 70s versus those 80s guys.
Yeah.
70s
more
guys
characters.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Zonk.
I know. There's a lot. All right, that's awesome that those players felt that comfortable with their coach to pull that prank. That's priceless, the alligator one. Yeah, they were. They were also the undefeated team, and they were really good.
A little easier to do when you lose. What'd they lose, one game in 2 years?
God. What's that like?
Hey, listen. How about if they didn't that league didn't come in and offer all those guys money, because a lot of them weren't making any money and got a chance for the first time to make some
cash.
Yeah. And some of the best players took off, and that was the word. Like, what if those guys don't take off? How long does that thing last? Never know.
Never know. That's it, Joe. You know, in this day and age, no matter what you say, you're gonna offend some idiots with those stories. Yeah, we're probably gonna. And you know what? If you're offended by any of them, we're sorry, but they're great stories. So there you go. That's our apology to you.
Yeah.
If you are sorry, we're gonna tell the stories. Anyone getting offended can go bleep off. Okay, that's kind of how I feel, but I'm not gonna say it.
Well,
I'm glad it texted
me. We do live in a we live in a much different society. And somebody brought up earlier, if you're to do some of that stuff on teams now, starting with ownership down, people would be very upset.
Cut from the team, lawsuits probably.
You can still get away with certain things in a locker room, but they don't do this stuff. They don't have initiation like they used to.
We have initiation. There's no hazing, rookie hazing or anything like that.
The hazing lasted for weeks and weeks and weeks. You couldn't run from it.
You're stuck. Someone said if someone did the white heat trick today, it'd result in a broken jaw. I think someone would come in fighting after that.
You know, we had guys that got mad about certain pranks. Like, there's nothing worse. Now, I didn't have time to get to it, but the powder in the helmet, because it matched in with the bottom of your helmet, was white, so you couldn't tell us, and you carried it out. So a lot of times, first time you put your helmet was on the field when you started stretching, when Shula officially started stretching. And by the way, stretching was kind of you lined up a certain way. Like, Coach Shula, it's a little different than today's game. So now you've been sweating. You've already warmed up because it's 2,000 degrees out during camp. And they got me. I mean, they must have got me 10 or 12 times too, if not more. And you're sitting there stretching. You're down and you're on the ground and you're stretching. You're stretching your hamstrings. And we're all doing the same stretch, same way. And Coach Shula used to lead the stretch. He used to love the stretching stuff. And you're going, oh, no.
You know it's there.
It sweats and it burns your eyes.
Of course.
They got me. I knew right away. And then I look around and I saw the 5-6 guys around me laughing. I go, they got me.
Mm. Dolphin stories make my morning. Thank you, guys. Oh, you're welcome. Joe, imagine someone on the Patriots pulling the alligator in the shower to Belichick right now. Not going to happen.
No alligators
This guy cuts a team. You know, that's a good point also. Probably not that many alligators.
No, I think those guys... He wasn't going to cut any of those guys. Mm-mm. The guys I mentioned outside of Wahoo became a great wrestler. Wasn't Wahoo like a famous wrestler?
Wrestler, yeah.
But they had that team, everybody. They were obviously very, very, very good and went undefeated. But they had some characters on that team. Mm. They did some wild-ass stuff.
He had some wild personalities in there. Are you kidding me? Here we go. How about this? Joe, you, Zach, and Hollywood should have a segment inviting former Dolphin players with stories all the way up to Dolphins' first practice in July. That'd be an awesome football fix, getting you ready for the Dolphin football season. That's from Jedi. We're kind of doing that now, to a point. I mean, we're in June.
We're going to keep them coming. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you that the A guy came on today.
No, this is going to be hard to beat. It's going to be hard to beat.
And by the way, he remembers every story like it was yesterday.
Mm.
Radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.